Bishop Rowan Williams, Master of Magdalene College.
Give us your reaction when you heard the news of the Pope's resignation. Was it a surprise to you, first of all?
It wasn't a total surprise. I think because in our last conversation, I was very conscious that he was recognising his own frailty. And it had crossed my mind to wonder whether this was the step he might think about.
Did he say anything at all that gave you a clearer idea in that conversation? Can you share any of that conversation with us now?
Well, these conversations are private, of course, but no, he didn't say I intend to resign, but it was just, I think, a sense I had that he was beginning to ask the question, is it possible to carry on with a good conscience? And I'm sure it must be in his mind that for all the previous Pope's immense courage and the example that he set of soldiering on to the end, that might not be now for the best interest of the whole church.
Did you share your own thoughts, your own feelings, as, of course, you'd already announced your resignation?
Indeed. Well, in fact, I'd spoken to him before I announced my resignation earlier in the year. We shared some reflections on the pressures of office. And so, yes, we spoke about the promise of being able to do a bit more thinking and a bit more praying and all the rest of it, because we've, by the grace of God, we've enjoyed a warm relationship. It was possible for me to share that with him earlier in the year.
Can you share with us perhaps any of your favourite moments? As you say, you have met very regularly over these past 8 years. What would you describe perhaps as your most fond memories?
Certainly the most vivid memory is of his visit to the UK and some of the time we had together there. The experience of sharing that great event in Westminster Abbey, but then, of course, in some ways equally moving was last year when I was at San Gregorio in Celio with him for Vespers at that great monastic commemoration last spring. And afterwards, the community there, the Camaldolesi, showed us around the sacristy and some of their treasures. And that's a very warm memory.
This resignation is, of course, a practically unprecedented step. And in some ways, it's being seen as very much modernising the role of the Bishop of Rome. Do you think that this could somehow be seen as responding to Pope John Paul II's urgent call in Ut Unum Sint to rethink the role of the papacy in the service of unity for all Christians?
I think that's a really interesting question, because it does seem to me that an act like this does something to, as you might put it, demystify the papacy. The Pope is not like a sort of God-king who goes on until the very end. The ministry of service that the Bishop of Rome exercises is just that. It is a ministry of service. And it's therefore reasonable to ask, is there a moment when somebody else should take that baton in hand? So, yes, I'd call it demystifying, I think, and in that sense, reminding us that the position of the Bishop of Rome, the primitive position of the Bishop of Rome as the servant of the unity of the Church, as the bishop who convenes, mediates between, and manages the fellowship of the bishops, that slightly more functional, slightly less theologically top-heavy picture, that may well be one of the things that emerges from this.
Do you think in a practical sense it may have an important impact on, for example, the Archic talks or the relationship between your successor and his?
It'll be very interesting to see. I think that we have yet to work through all the implications of Ut Unum Sint. And if this is a stimulus to do some more work on that, well, I'd say well and good.
Finally, can I ask you, what is your message to Pope Benedict as he prepares for this retirement? What would you like to say to him?
Well, I've already written privately, and I think what I would say publicly is, of course, he remains in our affection and our prayers, that we look for more profound and reflective theology from him of the kind that's made his encyclicals so wonderfully fruitful as a resource for the whole